miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian Jay Moore later on, also Mr. Skin. My brother-in-law is a Cardinal fan. I haven't texted him yet. I really wasn't rooting against the Cardinals. I didn't really care who won that game last night, but it wasn't even close.
Never a game.
21-0 pretty much right away.
28-0.
Yeah. I saw 21-0 before I turned it off.
Yeah, I gave up a 28-0 right into the second half.
Right. L.A.'s cool, though, when they announced the beginning of the game that they have to go the obligatory all the stars in the crowd. Will Ferrell was there. Oh, Kanye. Not Kanye. It's Omaha's own and Dwayne Wade.
Oh, Gabrielle Union Wade. Yeah, I saw them.
Nice cushion seats up there.
They had Michael Buffer there.
Buffer pulling in a ton of cash to say, let's get ready to rumble. He's amazing, that dude, man.
I saw something on that dude that he has like $400 million.
Yep.
That's insane.
Don't you use a clip of him saying it without his permission, because he is a pit bull about that.
Yep. They paid him to be there last night.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he ever wants to say something else.
Well, his brother.
Not when he gives those paychecks.
His brother's UFC guy.
It's time guy.
Yeah. He throws some dynamite, right? Is that what he says? What's he say?
He goes, it's time.
Yeah, but he says something else.
That's Bruce Buffer, right?
I was going to say Scott.
Yeah. Or Scott.
Yeah, but Scott, in this case, Scott Buffer is pretty successful.
Yeah, Scott does all right.
Mm-hmm. He does.
But he is still the less famous brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course he is.
Was on this date in 1996. You might remember where you were when Lisa Marie Presley filed for divorce from Michael Jackson after 20 months of wedded bliss.
Have you seen the video of the guy? You got to find this push. I saw it yesterday. I don't know when it happened. Fremont Street in Vegas. Just a regular dude. He's probably drunk. Fighting and a Michael Jackson impersonator.
Yeah, saw that.
The Michael Jackson guy's got he kicks his leg down. He's got to move, and he gets him down. And keeps him down. Chokes him out.
Yeah, he keeps him in some kind of hold.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
he's a. I know, but he's just a Michael Jackson impersonator. But yeah. He had a kick where he knocked the guy down. Yeah,
this guy is quite athletic.
Okay. Was the other guy just drunk, pissed at him?
He was definitely drunk.
Okay.
He had no idea why the guy did that.
Okay.
Nobody knows.
It's Vegas.
Drunk.
It's Fremont Street, which is crazy anyway.
Doesn't it have to be weird for those people to like get lunch?
I know.
And, like the Michael Jackson get up. Can I get a cheeseburger?
That's sure. Probably old
Michael
hat to
Jackson.
Them.
Well, how about the two guys I retweeted the other day? The guys I met in Vegas, the Kiss guys, the strippers.
Oh,
the
yeah, Kiss, the cod yeah, pieces. Yeah, yeah.
A Pennsylvania man, I guess out of Altoona. Are you familiar with Altoona?
Yeah, I am. Steeler fan, probably.
Steeler fan celebrating $1 million jackpot win.
What do you do with it?
He is now a four-time lottery winner.
Wow.
Mike Luciano previously won $500,000 a year ago in 2021. Okay. He won $3 million in 2016 and $100,000 over two decades ago in 1999.
Are you just like, stop being his friend at this point? You're a dick. You're just a dick.
Well, he says he's, quote.
Unless he shares.
He says he's, quote, convinced no one wins this many times without playing more than they should.
He
warns others against attempting to replicate him.
He just locked out. There's no rhyme or reason why he won.
Is he getting using random numbers?
So don't give advice.
Well, if he plays, no, he says that he plays it way too much.
That's so what I mean. Is he down overall?
I sincerely doubt that.
Go back and check your records and, I guess I'm up about $10. I finally went and cashed out my, my investment when you were doing Bitcoin.
Yep.
Was to do the over-unders on 10 teams.
Did you win?
I wondered about that. Yeah. How'd you work out?
5-5. So I lost like $50.
You were 5-5. Yeah. You can't win anything.
No.
Nobody win anything. Gambling is so stupid.
Well, Todd certainly can't have anything.
It's just stupid if people gamble.
Well, he just picked the wrong thing.
A lot of people do. Exactly.
That's all. Just pick them right next time. He had half of them.
Right.
Now he just got to work on that second half.
Yeah, but the ones he lost probably seemed like locks at the beginning of the season.
All 10 of them.
Everybody thinks they know what they're talking about.
Now they were all darts.
Right.
Well,
pretty much.
And I saw a chart somebody put up last week of the AFC teams and the over-under win totals that they were given at the beginning of the season and where they actually finished. And like all of them were within half a game.
Yeah.
I mean, they are so good at setting those lines.
That's why. That's why we talk about Vegas. That's why everybody's rich in Vegas. Well, Vegas is rich in general. And gamblers are not.
Yeah, because they do an excellent job of setting it. So money goes here, money goes here. You get your 10%.
Yeah, you going 5-5 is exactly what they wanted.
That's exactly what they got.
What'd you lose? A couple grand?
$50.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I laid out $1,100 over 10 games.
Mm-hmm. So you just paid the juice then?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happens when you go 500. Well, they love it when you go 500.
I lost a couple games. There were two games, two college games. I forget, it may have been pro games about a month ago before Christmas. And Ryder was on a website and he wanted to bet. I said, you're not betting. You got no money. And he goes, these two teams are going to win. I guarantee you. I said, I'm not putting money in that. So I said, I'll get hold of my guy. So I said, give us 25 in both these games. When I was watching them. It's my money at this point, obviously. And, but I said, Ryder, you got to pay me. But it was $40. I said, you got to pay me $40. $20 a game. It's all I'm betting. I said, you owe me that money if we lose this games. And we lose these games. And I Venmo our friend $44, you know. And I said, that's why. I said, I'm glad he lost both games because now he doesn't want to gamble anymore.
Yeah, if he would have won both, he'd be in it.
He gave me $40. I said, you got me $40.
He made him pay up. That was the important part.
Yep. And our buddy, a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
He had a lot of fun with me on that.
He's probably a little less interested in wagering now.
Yeah.
He's a little less interested in wagering with his money.
Right.
Well, yeah, now that sandwich money isn't coming in.
No, right.
If it's dad's money, let's bet.
Right. And they look like, and I don't even remember the games, but they look like two locks. They really did. I hate the word lock because it's not.
But it wasn't.
Nothing's a lock.
Neither one. They were both losses.
How many people lost a fortune on the Colts the last weekend of the season? Betting on them over the Jags.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. They were over under 9.5 victories for the season, and their loss to Jacksonville left them at 9.
Yep.
So I won the under there. Otherwise, I would have had to pay in three figures.
Yeah.
But I say, it was amazing how many, like...
three figures?
Yeah.
All those lines that were half game.
Oh, 100 or 999, that's a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which one was it, 100?
It'd have been more like a 100.
Okay.
100 and something. Yeah. Another 110. I'd have lost another 110.
Yeah. Bet the house. Packers Chiefs Super Bowl. One of you guys is going to be crying the next morning.
I believe there's
only... I think it's going to be tough for the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl.
Seven more games left in the season?
Yep.
Oh, I think the Chiefs got a chance.
They've lost to everybody left in the field.
Yeah. You got to play them again.
You don't count the Pro Bowl. If you count the Pro Bowl, we got 8.
Yeah, I don't count the Pro Bowl.
No, you shouldn't. It's in Vegas this year. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fun to go to Vegas for the Pro Bowl and then not go to the Pro Bowl.
Isn't that what everybody does when they go to the Pro Bowl?
I think so.
Not go to the Pro Bowl?
A town in Antarctica.
There's a town?
Vias Las Estrellas requires residents to have their appendix removed if they want to live there, which 100 of their inhabitants have already done.
Why?
Because if it blows up, I guess it's difficult to get your appendix fixed.
Yeah, you're probably...
You
there's
can't
no doctors.
Get anywhere to fix it.
Right.
You're just done.
So you're dead, okay.
Yeah. The town is made up of two civilian settlements in Antarctica. It's located on Chile's Fry Base.
Chile.
Chile?
Made up of mostly researchers and military personnel.
Well, they remove your heart too.
Okay. Right. The town is.
You got to get a state.
All your vital organs get removed because something might go wrong.
Yeah,
the town is 625 miles from the nearest hospital. Removing the appendix eliminates the risk of appendicitis, which would most likely be deadly since there's no way to treat it. It gets so cold in Villas Las Estrellas that residents are required to stay indoors during the winter season because they could freeze to death in the sub-170-degree weather.
Good God.
Fun place to be. That's, why do people live there?
Is that air temperature? Holy hell.
Oh, they're scientists, you mentioned. I'm
sorry. Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, they got to be researchers. Nobody wants to live there.
Mostly researchers and military personnel.
Oh, I got it. But you have to have your appendix removed to get in there.
Right. Yeah.
But there's other stuff that would just happen. You could be you're dead too. Then.
But you don't need the appendix.
No,
you can have it taken out, and it's no big deal.
Right.
So let's just remove everything that you don't need that might be a problem later.
Well, everything else in your body can go.
All your non-vital organs.
Right. Right. Yeah, you could have a heart attack, but you need the heart. You can't remove that one.
What about your nuts?
You can keep one.
Okay.
Nobody said D's nuts? Nobody said that.
D's nuts. That's so 2015.
I always laugh at the D's nuts jokes. Yeah. I'm 12.
Yeah.
How would you get a pizza delivered there?
You wouldn't.
I don't know.
That would suck.
It sounds like
it had to be delivered from your neighbor, and he'd just have to heat it up.
This just sounds like the thing is what this sounds like. They discover the thing.
Yeah, according to this, half of the population leaves for the winter. Only 80 people stick around for the winter, and they're the ones that have to stay inside the whole time.
You got to pick somebody else to bang, then. Some guy's not getting banged.
Nope.
All right, these are considered non-vital organs.
What are they?
They don't sound like it to me, though.
Gallbladder.
Spleen.
Yep.
You kind of need your spleen, don't
you? No, you can have it removed, and you're fine.
Stomach. You don't need your stomach.
Well,
you can sustain life without it.
Yeah, but
I guess
you would need exterior,
Your
attachments.
You're eating off of an IV then,
right?
Reproductive organs, colon, gallbladder, appendix, kidneys. So I suppose you could spend the rest of your life on a dialysis machine, eating off an IV.
Yeah,
I would consider a kidney vital.
Yeah, it's for peeing.
Because if you don't have them, they can see you're just hooked up to tubes constantly.
Oh, if you want to be upright, moving around, you need a few of these things. I suppose you can lay in bed and live without these organs. But it doesn't sound like any fun.
No.
You could technically sustain life.
Yeah.
But maybe we just don't go live in this place in Antarctica.
No, that just sounds brutal.
Yeah.
This place in Antarctica. Any place in Antarctica.
I get depressed staying inside up north for the past, how many years I've lived up north, which is my whole life.
I'm bummed it's going to be cold tomorrow.
I know, me too.
And that's not even 170 below.
No.
I know.
Is there a guy out there who won't get a vaccine? But sure, I'll have my appendix removed.
Of course.
I can go hang out in Antarctica.
Yeah. Or I could have had my appendix removed, but the hospital's full.
That's right. That's right. I had a guy with prostate cancer I saw on the news last night. They put his surgery back 2 weeks because he can't get in there. And he says every day with the cancer, it spreads a little more. But the anti-vaxxers are taking up the hospitals.
Since it's not true?
Yeah, because they're horrible people.
Yeah, if only that were true.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah, it's just not true. That's how you get past that.
Right.
It's just not true. Oh, okay then.
Right.
Are they sitting vigil then, waiting for some anti-vaxxer to die so they can have a bed?
That's a sad story. Well, they pushed it back 2 weeks. They think he might be able to get in them, but he said, I have prostate cancer, and you don't let it, you're just sitting on it. He's sitting on the cancer for 2 more weeks because he can't get in there.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible.
You want to get that out of there ASAP.
Right.
I think at least.
Yep.
Yeah, that's me. That's just me.
Well, you believe in science, Craig.
Well, that, and I used to have it in me.
Cancer, right? We pulled everything out of your throat. And we
don't want
that
anymore.
Right, yeah.
Man, this place in Antarctica has a school because there are 15 kids that live there.
Great time to be
That's
there.
That's messed
yeah.
up.
Yeah. You think your childhood sucked? I had to stay inside for 6 months at a clip.
But it's all uphill once you go back to the mainland.
I guess.
Life would be great.
Yeah, but you might
That's all you knew was.
You might be scarred.
Antarctica.
First through eighth grade, approximately 15 kids.
Yeah, that's not much different than growing up in small town North Dakota, where we rarely left the house in the winter.
I suppose and you're right.
I went to school with 15 that's other kids.
I suppose right. you're right.
Yeah.
Come to Nodak, the closest thing to Antarctica, and we got to keep our appendix.
Yeah. And these kids all
that's the selling point.
It is. Right. That's the only selling point.
Come to North Dakota and keep your appendix.
Don't you hate mandatory surgery?
That's their commercial. I've seen that.
And then all of them end up at Arizona State, too.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being cold.
Oh, yeah, that's where these kids are, man.
North Dakota.
They're going to Arizona State.
Yeah.
One visit and they'll be sold.
An Oklahoma pastor.
Oh.
This isn't good, is it?
Never is.
Is being criticized for, and this is just horrible. Just horrible.
Oh, we expect nothing less from the Oklahoma pastor.
Just organized religion altogether.
Yeah.
So if you're you got your Captain Crunch sitting there in front of you, think about that.
Oh, now I want Captain
this
Crunch.
This warning is worrying me.
Now I want Captain
There's a lot
Crunch.
Of horrible stuff that's mentioned that does not have a warning.
I don't think this is as bad as Craig says it is. It's horrible, but it's not. I still eat my Captain Crunch.
An Oklahoma pastor is being criticized for wiping spit on a man's face during his sermon.
Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, that's that's just a horrible thing and at all. That should never be played.
That's just one of those kids stuck in that Antarctica. That's what he says. Yeah. Or she.
The video from Transformation Church in Tulsa on Sunday has been seen tens of thousands of times. Some say it's disturbing, like me.
Wipe your spit on me. Is that what he says?
Pastor Todd.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Hang on.
Pastor
Todd
said during the church service it was to show that receiving God's vision can sometimes be nasty.
Yeah, spit on me, bitch.
However, people in the pews were gasping.
Gasping, I'm getting up and walking out.
He spit in his hand, just rubbed it on the guy's face.
I didn't look at it because
the thought of it.
No, not body of Christ. Receiving God's vision can sometimes be nasty.
It's
like the preacher spitting on you.
You son of a bitch.
And wiping the spit on your face.
This is COVID time. Of course, they probably don't believe it in Oklahoma.
It's not an issue there.
No.
What commercial did I see out there 100 times over the weekend where the guy's drinking coffee, does a spit take, and just covers his buddy's face with it. I'm thinking, that's not really appropriate during COVID.
Oh, it's a commercial.
Yeah. He does a spit take.
Wait, you mean even before COVID, you're allowed to spit on your buddy's face?
Yeah. Well, it would have been a little more accepted. Yeah, it would have been funny.
Right.
But now it's like, COVID.
Right. Maybe it was a CGI spit take.
It might have been. But
they're both tested.
They pan over. You don't see the guy. He just does the spit take, and then they pan over, and there's a buddy's face full of coffee.
They all get tested, then you do the spit cake.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that they did.
I'm sorry, what?
I said spit cake.
Yeah.
You all right?
Hilarious. Yeah.
Thank you, Nick. Yes, I am all right.
Jeez.
That has
Everybody's
to be awkward.
Falling out of all about the place. He said
was
spit
it, was
cake.
Was it loogie? It was like, like that?
He didn't say take.
Yeah. Did he go, or was it like just the saliva?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Even after I said I didn't watch the video?
No, it was coffee. He said it was coffee.
No.
The commercial was coffee.
You're talking about the
I'm talking
preacher.
About the preacher.
Yeah, I didn't see I refused to watch the video.
Oh, watch the video. I want to see it.
No.
Well, didn't spit well,
watch the video yourself.
I am going to. But
I'm not going to.
Post it, puss.
It had to be awkward after the service, because most preachers like stand there and say goodbye to everybody.
Well, they're saying
leave.
It was his brother, but still.
They had a fight before that.
Yeah.
Mom always loved you best. Screw you.
Yeah. This is God's spit.
Yeah.
We play them, don't we? Godspit.
Godspit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Your dad
they
would,
rock.
Your dad would never spit
sucks.
On anybody. Your dad would never spit on anybody.
No, not a thing.
Yeah.
Meatball.
Not a thing.
Unless it was a bedroom thing.
Not at all.
You know.
Not a thing.
She asked for it.
Right. That's what was requested.
Spit on it, but that's a bedroom thing. That's a more recent thing.
Two in a row from God Spit coming up right after the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It is two for Tuesday.
Yeah,
pretty
it
much
is.
Everywhere we're at. Right. All right. All right. How was church? Pastor spit on me. It was great.
Best ever.
Great.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.